Are you taking Viagra for your ED? Well, now you can take Sildenafil, the active ingredient in Viagra. In generic, 20 milligrams for $2 per tablet, saving you $40 per dose. Marley Drug is a North Carolina pharmacy delivering generic Sildenafil right to your door. For information on Sildenafil, go to MarleyGenerics.com or you can call us 800-513-4210. 800-513-4210. That's 800-513-4210.
Hi, it's Jamie, Progressive number one, number two employee. Leave a message at the... Hey, Jamie, it's me, Jamie. This is your daily pep talk. I know it's been rough going ever since people found out about your a cappella group, Mad Harmony, but you will bounce back. I mean, you're the guy always helping people find coverage options with the Name Your Price tool. It should be you giving me the pep talk. Now get out there, hit that high note, and take Mad Harmony all the way to nationals this year! Sorry, this is pitchy.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
New CBS Tonight.
Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios. This is Chicago's number one sports station. Sports Radio 670 The Score. WSCR and HD Chicago. WJMK HD2 Chicago. The Score! Scoreboard update.
And good afternoon. It is 2 o'clock from the Northwestern Football Update Studio. David Schuster with a scoreboard update. Join the Wildcats at Ryan Field this Saturday in primetime against Purdue. Kickoff set for 6 o'clock and tickets on sale at NUSports.com. Bobby Portis will be coming in off the bench tonight as the Bulls face the Raptors up in Toronto. Portis will back up Lauri Markkanen now that his 8-game suspension is over, and Fred Hoiberg anticipates that Portis will be amped up.
It's about going out there and you know, not trying to do too much early in his return. You know, I'm sure he's going to be going 100 miles an hour that first time he gets out there. But, you know, again, it's just going out there playing hard and giving us great energy.
And the Bulls come into tonight's game with a 2-6 record. Also in the NBA, a rather substantial trade as Phoenix is sending guard Eric Bledsoe to Milwaukee for center Greg Monroe and protected first and second round picks. Injury news in the NFL, New England is putting linebacker Dante Hightower on IR with that shoulder injury. Minnesota is leaning towards putting quarterback Sam Bradford on IR and activating Teddy Bridgewater. He's been out for over a year. And the New York Giants are activating cornerback Janoris Jenkins after he served is one-game suspension for breaking team rules. With a little help from Walgreens, diabetes won't slow you down. Stop by to get expert pharmacy care, the medications you rely on, and testing supplies from all the major brands. It's your one-stop, hey, they actually care about me shop. Walgreens at the corner of Happy and Healthy. This scoreboard update brought to you by U.S. Waterproofing. Searching for a solution to cracks in your brickyard? Visit uswaterproofing.com to learn about foundation settling. I'm David Schuster, and you are listening to 670 The Score, celebrating 25 years of Chicago sports talk and the number one ranked sports station in Chicago, 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
This hour is brought to you by Webb Chevy. Searching for a great deal on Chevys in Chicago? Visit Webb Chevy in Plainfield or Oak Lawn.
Welcome back, my friend, to the show that never ends.
The Bernstein and Golf Show.
This is going to be an active Cubs offseason, one way or another.
When you say active, you think they're going to spend a lot of money on pitching?
No.
Yeah, I don't either. I think they're going to have... When you say active, you're talking about number of moves or the size of the moves?
I potentially both, but I think it's going to be the number of moves. This is completely pie in the sky, I think, on their part. But it should not surprise you to know that the Cubs are more than entertaining any creative way of getting out from under the Jason Hayward mistake.
Dan Bernstein and Jason Goff. Afternoons on The Score.
I just made your day better by punching this button. Ladies and gentlemen, Mike in Milwaukee is on The Score.
Hey!
Hey, Mike, where you been?
I've been taking it easy.
Stop drinking?
Huh?
You stopped drinking?
Does it sound like it?
We got Packers and Lions tonight.
Yeah, I know. And everybody thinks this is an easy bet.
Line that I have is Detroit, a 2-point favorite on the road to Green Bay.
Who you got?
Everybody's thinking that because of Green Bay, and I hate to say it, you're right. Green Bay ain't gonna win.
Shotgun snap, Stafford goes back, cocks his arm, throws a long pass down the near sideline, a diving, leaping catch and a touchdown!
Lions gonna cover?
Oh, yeah.
Another touchdown on there with no time remaining. Lions have won the game 30-16 now. The extra point isn't waiting.
More action. More excitement. more everything.
Bernstein and Goff, weekdays 1 to 6 on Chicago's Sports Radio, 670 The Score.
That's what you've got right here on 670 The Score, 670thescore.com. Also, if you like to watch, if you're a voyeur, watch 670thescore.com. Facebook Live is jumping off as well. We're in the chat room hanging out with you, talking about things and life. Dan wants to talk to you about a stat that he wants to eradicate.
Yeah, this is, it's a pretty solid case here, and I want to thank the listener Stonecutter, who's done some of the heavy lifting here, and this is probably worth writing up at some point, but I'm going to read you right now the list of the 25 highest-rated passers of all time.
Of all time?
Of all time.
Is there a minimum pass attempts, or is this just the number? Okay.
Yes, this is qualified.
Cool.
This is the top 25 highest rated passers in the history of the National Football League. Are you ready?
Yes.
Aaron Rodgers.
Number one.
Russell Wilson.
Okay.
Tom Brady. Tony Romo. Steve Young. Drew Brees. Peyton Manning. Kirk Cousins. Philip Rivers. Kurt Warner. Ben Roethlisberger. Matt Ryan. Joe Montana. Chad Pennington, Matt Schaub, Andy Dalton, Colin Kaepernick, Derek Carr, Carson Palmer, Dante Culpepper, Jeff Garcia, Andrew Luck, Alex Smith, Matt Stafford, and Otto Graham. Those are the 25.
My name is Atu.
I like to get Blatu.
All right.
Those are the 25 highest rated passers of all time. So you got Young and Montana, who were Bill Walsh quarterbacks. And that was the guy who he was the watershed of efficiency, right? You got to go all the way to 25th to find a quarterback who retired before 2009. So these are the top 25 ever. And nearly half this list kind of sucks, right? Guess who's 26th all time? Ryan Tannehill.
Oh, the guy Jay Cutler replaced.
Ryan Tannehill.
Yeah, efficient means that you aren't turning over the ball a lot. You're completing a high percentage of passes. You probably aren't taking the most chances. I mean, you mentioned the Bill Walsh system, where short throws, rhythm throws, thrown to a spot.
Using the pass as the run.
Yeah, having bigger receivers who can run through tackles and kind of get you more yards after the catch. Yeah.
There's more.
But wait.
Ryan Tannehill has a better career rating than Brett Favre and Dan Marino.
Right.
Sam Bradford is higher rated than Jim Kelly. Jason Campbell had a better rating than Troy Aikman. Kyle Orton was rated higher than Warren Moon. Blake Bortles has a better rating than Fran Tarkenton. And these are two more that Stonecutter threw in here. Josh McCown has a better career passer rating than John Elway. And Rex Grossman is higher rated than Terry Bradshaw.
There you go. There you go.
Are we done here?
Yeah, I've never really...
Are we done here?
You can't even tell me. No fan, without looking it up, really, unless you're like one of these guys who has burned this into his or her memory, can tell me what the formula is anyway. You know, you can't tell me why 158.3 is perfect and what can take it down to a 140 or what can vault it to a 95, what a career passer rating should be or should feel like. I remember when guys are completing 54% of their passes and that, you know, like, oh, now if you're not completing more than 63, 64% of your passes, you might be a bum. You are not getting it done.
But seriously, I mean, it sounds astonishing, but death to passer efficiency rating. Maybe the game will be better without it. Because I'm ready for the nuclear option when it comes to letting guys play football.
Yeah, I'm there. That was yesterday for me. But what will you use to quantify?
I'll use the eye test, Bernstein.
The value and worth of a... Because yards, you know, is dictated by situation, right? The guy's behind every damn game. Ask any fantasy guy or girl out there. We know that, hey, I want to get a guy...
What does PFF use? How do they determine how good a quarterback is?
I'll look up their formula right
because
now.
This list, half those guys right. aren't good. Yet that is the catch-all stat.
One of those guys can't even get into the league.
Right. The guy's unemployed, right? Here's Tyler in Davenport, Iowa on the score. Hello, Tyler.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Good. All right.
Hey, I got to honestly say, until the past week, I've never actually listened to the show. I've been listening for a long time. But
thank you.
I'm hooked. You guys are awesome.
Appreciate it, man.
Thank you.
So through listening to this, I've heard negative on the Bears and Trubisky, a lot of, I don't know, judgment and whatever. And it's absolutely ridiculous. One thing that I think a lot of Chicago guys need to remember is that at the beginning of the season, the Bears were the worst team in the NFL. And then look at all the garbage teams that are out there. And then look at what we did to the Saints just for defensive performance. It's absolutely ridiculous to have, that attitude towards them.
Do you think the expectations are too high?
No. The expectations were bottom of the barrel at the beginning of the season.
I'm talking about for Trubisky.
We were never even supposed to see.
For Trubisky, yeah.
We were never supposed to see him this season. But, you know,
well, some of us were clamoring for it, though, Tyler. I think we saw him several games too late. This would be further along rather than just trying to get him up to speed. I think if you draft that guy, you give him the team, and you don't put Mike Glennon in front of him just because. You don't say, well, you know, we
kept throwing the Russell Wilson, Matt Flynn thing out there, not because Russell Wilson only played 13 games in college, because he didn't. He played a couple of years, if I'm not mistaken, a few years at NC State and also at Wisconsin. But the dropping two creatures into a training camp and watching those two creatures perform, for all the people who said, Mr. Trubisky didn't look that good out there in training camp, I didn't see Mike Glennon looking any better. Did anybody think that Mike Glennon was burning it up out there? I didn't hear that. I didn't hear those reports. I didn't see that written. People were cautiously, aware that this guy might suck. And I thought he was going to be bad from Jump Street, and it kind of turned out to be that way.
We've got some people who are weighing in on this idea of passer efficiency rating and what it says about modern quarterbacking. The 847, then why the hell do you guys bring up rating after a game one way or the other? I generally don't.
Yeah,
that's something that I've gotten away from. And the 516 says, I think it proves the number works. I think it shows how much more efficient passing is now. Well, that's true. That's also making the point, though, that this premium on quote-unquote efficiency has made the game harder to watch. It's created this safe NFL where every play is a checkdown. Every play is a quick out. And I don't know that this premium on care and efficiency makes for fun football anymore. We're just putting it out there.
The play callers, there's some onus on them too, because guys like Bruce Arians and Mike Martz, who still employ and used to employ 5 and 7 step drops as the standard, not the thing that you pull out once, a quarter or so. That's the standard for those guys. Hell, that's why Carson Palmer is in a pile of rubble every season, because he's still doing 5 and 7 step dropbacks with him. Those guys get ran out of the game too, though, because of the value. The value of that player. And once he goes down, if you've got nothing similar to it on the bench, you're done. You're finished. What was that? What was that a few years ago where the Cardinals went 11-5 and then they had some third string dude that was a Ryan Lindley or something like that out there, right? They win a playoff game with Ryan Lindley, if I'm not mistaken. If no matter how good a play caller you are or the kind of football that is entertaining, once that guy goes down because of not only the rating that you're trying to keep intact, but also the things that you employ that do ask for the ball to be thrown down the field a little bit more, you're going to have deeper drops, which means your tackles are going to have to be amazing because of the athletes that are on the edge right now.
I'd like to look at the all-time leaders. Maybe you find this. I don't know if you have more facility with Pro Football Reference. The all-time leaders among quarterbacks for yards per attempt.
Yeah, you can find that.
Right? I'd love to know what that list is relative to this one, because it's a blunt tool, obviously, but it gives you some other idea rather than just how efficient somebody is in interceptions being as
yards per attempt.
Yards per attempt.
Career. Otto Graham, 9 yards per attempt. Sid Luckman, 8.4. Norm Van Brocklin, 8.2. Steve Young, 8. Kurt Warner, 7.9. Russell Wilson, 7.9. Tony Romo, 7.9. Aaron Rodgers, 7.9. Ben Roethlisberger, 7.9. All the guys who went down the field are on this list.
Yeah,
but, and the old school dudes who just pretty much there were three routes.
But Norman Rockham was
fly. Yeah, you know what I mean.
And other fly. Right. And fly over there.
Fly two.
How long does it take down that list before you get to a bum? I'm looking for.
Do you consider Kirk Cousins a bum?
Kinda.
See, I was bum on him, but he just hasn't grown. But I think he's above. I think he's an average.
He's got enough to qualify for that list?
7.8 yards per attempt.
Okay.
They don't have, for the glossary here, they don't have how many.
How many you have to have to qualify? Yeah.
Johnny Unitas, 7.8.
There you go.
Earl Morrill, 7.7. Phil Rivers, 7.7. Dan Fouts, 7.7. Len Dawson, Roger Staubach, Peyton Manning. See? Trent Green is at 20.
Well, Mike Martz offense, right? So you get, obviously, he's throwing longer passes.
Yeah.
Racine, Wisconsin. Nate, you're on WSCR.
Hey, guys. Great show, as always. Hey, here's the thing with passer rating, right? So you can't use it to compare quarterbacks across eras, but that's because quarterbacking has changed so much, and the rules have changed so much. Right. But I still think it's a good stat to compare quarterbacks within the same era with the same rules. So like you mentioned, Terry Bradshaw, well, he threw more interceptions than touchdowns in his career, right? So it's going to be really hard to even evaluate some of these quarterbacks that played back in the day statistically because the game was so much different.
And also what corners and secondary people can do to wide receivers.
Yeah, you could maul a guy all the way down the field.
Right. Yeah.
But I still think passer rating to compare quarterbacks within the same era is relevant and a good stat. And keep in mind, you can't really say, like, it's dink and dunking or that's what's making it efficient because yards per attempt is a component of passer rating. So a guy like Aaron Rodgers who takes care of the ball, doesn't throw a lot of interceptions, but also pushes the ball downfield, that's how he ends up with the highest passer rating, even though he's never had the highest completion percentage.
Yeah,
that's fair.
Yeah, the interception portion of the formula. Like,
thanks, Nate.
I never thought I'd see the day when we'd see these 42 touchdown, 7 interception seasons. Like I thought that if you threw one interception a game when I was a kid, that was okay. If you had 15, 16 interceptions, you could still be considered a damn good quarterback. Now, if you've got 12 or 13 or more, people are looking around like, you turn the ball over too much, you're going to hurt us. You know, Andrew Luck. Look at Andrew Luck's numbers. And there are a lot of people who have conversations about how much has he grown? How much is on his plate? Is he trying to do too much? Kirk Cousins can't wait to turn the ball over in the red zone. Anytime you watch Kirk Cousins on prime time, you'll see it. And for a third-year starting quarterback, those things should be done with. The same things, because Andrew Luck is more of the golden boy because he's the number one pick and is thought to be, the next face of the league at the position. You look at his game logs over the last 2 or 3 years. And, he doesn't have a line. He doesn't have this. He doesn't have that. But those interception numbers have stayed high. They've stayed high. And when you've compared him to guys when Colin Kaepernick was not a demon child, and you looked at how efficiently he played the game. He didn't put the ball in harm's way. He tucked it and ran. Like, those are the things,
That's the other aspect that's not measured by all this stuff. This guy's feet.
How many first downs you getting with your feet?
Yeah.
Right.
How many times do you realize they're in man and you pick up 18 yards on 3rd and 6?
Cam Newton broke the Falcons back 3 different times running the ball to get first downs and also got a touchdown running the ball.
And that doesn't measure that. It's not like a wins above replacement that gives you base running and defense.
Well, damn it,
defense.
Dan Erstein, I think you need to be the man to bring this about.
I'm bad at math. You know I can't do any of that stuff.
Get a formula together. Get your team together.
I'm terrible at that stuff.
You know, the monkeys and the typewriters in the room in the back just going at it.
But one of them is just going to eventually produce Macbeth again. This segment was brought to you by Office Depot Office Max. You've had a big year, so treat yourself to great deals on tech and furniture at Office Depot Office Max. You deserve it. Office Depot Office Max, taking care of business. The Bernstein and Goff Show, 312-644-67 and 6767. And I want to get to this idea that somehow at 3-5, just because the Bears aren't horrible, it's a reason to not try to upgrade Bears head coach? I'm a little confused. I swallowed hard and got coffee on myself when I saw that this morning. You have the score.
Bears fans, so now that Mitch Trubisky and the Bears are coming back after the bye week, do they have a shot at a W against the Aaron Rodgerless Packers? Get a full preview right up to game time on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's home for Bears fans.
This is Jim Rome of the CBS Sports Minute, brought to you by Ferguson. With locations coast to coast, Ferguson gives small business contractors the edge. Every so often, you have to step up and make a bold statement. Drop a straight truth on people, whether they want to hear it or not. To say things that other people think but do not have the stones to actually say. I do, I will, and here it is. After watching Detroit beat Green Bay in Lambeau last night, I'm ready to deliver a stone-cold fact. I'm starting to think that the Green Bay Packers are not the same team without Aaron Rodgers. Yeah, I said it. Had he been playing last night, last night's game could have been a classic. It could have been a shootout between two Pro Bowl quarterbacks. Instead, it was Matthew Stafford picking apart the Packers and Brett Hundley doing the best he could against the Lions. They're not the same team without Aaron Rodgers. That's why they pay me what they pay me, because I'm not afraid to say things like that. I'm Jim Rome.
Did you know 90% of homes are under-insulated? If you can see the joists in your attic, it's time to start insulating. Get to the Home Depot, where you can save on winter heating costs by saving on new insulation. Whether you need fiberglass, cellulose, spray foam, or someone to help you understand the difference between any of them, the Home Depot has the insulation to help you get the energy savings you want. Get insulating by getting into the Home Depot. More saving, more doing.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670. Mully and Handley, mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
Jake is the best pitcher on the free agent market. I think they ought to bring Jake back. The problem is the years. I would not offer him more than 4 years, and I don't think 4 years will get it done. But if you offered him 4 years at $125, $130 million, well, how would that work for the guy?
Mully and Handley, mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station. Thanks for streaming The Score. Dan Bernstein and Jason Goff. Afternoons on The Score.
For Chris Archer, I don't want to give up on a shortstop that is as good as he is.
You don't want to give up anything.
Nothing. I'd rather give up Javi Baez. I'd rather give up Ian Happ. I'd rather give up Kyle Schwarber than Addison Russell.
Bernstein and Goff. Afternoons 1 to 6 on Sports Radio 670 The Score.
At 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670. Mully and Handley, mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
They have not been favored in a game yet. It just takes a certain amount of excellence to actually stack wins in the NFL. You can win a couple games in a row, but to win 4 or 5 games in a row, you got to be a good football team, even against teams that aren't very highly ranked. All these teams are flawed, including the Bears.
Mully and Handley, mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station. Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670. Matt Spiegel and Danny Parkins. Middays on The Score.
Yeah.
So if you improve at quarterback and at coach, and the coach helps improve the offense, and you combine it with the defense, given that the entire damn league is 4-5, I really don't think the Bears are that.
They really need quarterback to be great and yes. elevate that offense.
Spiegel and Parkins, 9 a.m. to 1. On Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station. Thanks for streaming The Score. Who is 670 The Score? We're Chicago's original sports talk station. Chicago's only all-Chicago sports talk station. Covering all of Chicago's teams. And when breaking Chicago sports news happens, we'll break in with all the details. Guaranteed. Keep streaming The Score to your computer or device for the best sports talk in Chicago. We are Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station. Hey, thanks for listening to The Score on your mobile device, your laptop, your desktop, whatever you stream us on. We've got Chicago sports fans covered. The Score is Chicago's first and number one sports talk station. We're live from Chicago and dedicated to the Chicago sports fan. It's what's driven us for over 25 years now. But we couldn't have done it without you, the loyal Score listener. Thanks for listening to Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's Sports Station.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Mully and Hanley mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
Jake is the best pitcher on the free agent market.
I think they ought to bring Jake back. The problem is the years. I would not offer him more than 4 years, and I don't think 4 years will get it done. But if you offered him 4 years at $125, $130 million, well, how would that work for the guy?
Mully and Hanley mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Hi, it's me, that little voice inside your head. You spent all year taking care of business. Let Office Depot Office Max take care of you. There's this new HP Pavilion laptop with 8th generation Intel Core i5 processor. Save $200, now just $449. Look at it. It's only $449 at Office Depot Office Max. Go ahead, you deserve it.
Taking care of business.
Offer ends 11/11. Limit one.
$25 each month for 12 months when you bundle both with a one-year agreement, plus a free upgrade to 75 megabits per second of download speed for a year. And for a limited time, ask how to get a $500 prepaid card when you upgrade to Starter TV and add Xfinity Mobile. Call 1-800-XFINITY today.
Requires enrollment to EcoBill and AutoPay. Offer ends 12/4/17. Restrictions apply. New Internet Plus customers only. Not available in all areas. Equipment tax and fees, including BTV and RSN fees, extra and subject to change. After promo, regular rates apply. Speed claim based on 2016 FCC Measuring Broadband America report. Prepaid card offers limited to new residential customers subscribing to Starter TV or above. Postpaid Xfinity Internet service and Xfinity Mobile. Cards issued by Bank member FDIC.
We're getting the party started today.
Smile bigger.
I stopped my craziness 20 years ago.
That is not true.
Laugh harder.
I am ready to party.
Feel better.
I've been in an open marriage. I didn't know it was open.
Have more fun every day.
Hello. See, that's how you do it right here.
The talk. Weekdays.
Call local Geico agent Tim Calcagno for help with auto, home, and identity theft insurance. Tim and his team would love to help you. 630-671-0600.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score
and 670thescore.com,
Chicago Sports Station.
I hear this, you know, pressure on this. There's pressure on all of us. There's a lot of pressure on me, and we all know what we signed up for. And I think, you know, the focus now is winning games. But if there's one thing that I can stress with John and things that I appreciate every day is look, it's not hard. It is very difficult to change a culture. And John's doing that, and he's done that, while also getting younger as a team. And doing that together has been difficult, and I appreciate that with them. And so I just think, you know, hey, look, there's pressure on all of us. It's all about winning games. But, hey, this is day one of a long season.
All right, well, you're still going to want to hire your own coach at some point, and I'm not sure that you got to do anything with John Fox right now. I was a little surprised, and look, David Haw's entitled to his opinion, to saying that Fox should keep his job, but I still don't know what John Fox does. This idea of changing a culture, to me, what changes the culture
you
is...
You got everybody out of the locker room.
And it's also the
right? You got Marshall out of there, you got Martellus out of there, you got all the guys you thought were bad for a losing... Like, if you're going to lose, you didn't want the quote-unquote knuckleheads in the locker room, even though I wanted to see them one more year with John Fox.
They also took a bunch of points out of the locker room. So, same. I mean, who you might...
Forte, Alshon.
You might be scoring more points and have a different kind of culture, but people don't care about your culture when you're scoring more points.
Now you got me thinking.
I think it's really easy to talk about how the culture's changed when you found some defensive players that can move. So I guess I'm not there yet because I want to know what the alternatives are. If, in fact, there's an opportunity to get a better coach... then I'm not going to say, well, hey, you got to keep John Fox. No, there's we talked about it with Rich Campbell yesterday, the number of moving parts and how important Vic Fangio is. But there's also some breaking news here. Our very own Hub Arkish.
The Hublisher.
Yeah. Did you see
this? We're going to talk to him today at 5 o'clock.
Yeah, and I look forward to it because Hub Arkish is reporting that he and his folks at Pro Football Weekly are hearing that not only is Jerry Jones trying to hold up the negotiation of a contract extension with Roger Goodell, that Jerry Jones, in fact, now in a battle that has become personal and vindictive with over Ezekiel Elliott and the players protesting and his Papa John's interest and others, that Jerry Jones not only wants Roger Goodell out as NFL commissioner, but may want to replace him with Bill Polian.
I mean, let's get down to it here. Who are the two most visible and maybe most powerful men in the NFL besides Roger Goodell? Jerry Jones,
Robert Kraft,
and Robert Kraft. And Jerry Jones saw what Robert Kraft went through with the Deflategate stuff, with the Tom Brady suspensions and, you know, not being suspended and also being suspended. And Robert Kraft handles things in a different way than Jerry Jones does. This is, you know, for all the backroom talks and all the phone calls and emails that were probably backbiting one Roger Goodell from Robert Kraft and saying, hey, what the hell's wrong with this guy? Jerry Jones is going to take it to the streets. Jerry Jones has a weekly radio show. Jerry Jones talks after and before Dallas Cowboys games like a coach does. Jerry Jones is not one to take on any battle without taking it public or making sure that everyone knows how he feels. No ifs, ands, or buts. So this doesn't surprise me at all. You're going to try to mess around with with the star. You're going to mess around with Ezekiel Elliott, who is one of my two most important players on this team? No, that's not going to happen. And the way that he's couched this argument, too. Like, think about how he's phrased the evidence and what actually happened in the in these incidents.
And apparently Jones is also livid that Goodell didn't iron-fistedly rule that all of the players must stand for the national anthem or else.
Well, he played that one a little bit differently after he got off the phone with the president, too. He went from kneeling and making sure he looked right into that camera to his right. And smiling the way he needed to smile as he knelt and sat there, arms locked. And then the next day he talked to Donald Trump. And after that, you heard all the, you know, well, if you want to, we're going to respect the flag the way that our fans would want us to and all the other stuff that he was saying. So his tune changed just a little bit.
Scoreboard update.
And good afternoon. It is 2:30, and from the Northwestern Football Update studio, David Schuster with a scoreboard update. Join the Wildcats at Ryan Field this Saturday in primetime against Purdue. Kickoff set for 6 o'clock. Tickets on sale at nusports.com. Neither the Bulls or the Blackhawks have a home game until later on in the week. The Bulls are up in Toronto tonight, and it will be the season debut of Bobby Portis, who will come in off the bench. Meanwhile, the Blackhawks play at Philadelphia on Thursday, and today Joe Quenneville shook up his lines again with his top line now consisting of Patrick Kane, Jonathan Toews, and Patrick Sharp. Also in hockey, Anaheim Ducks center Ryan Getzlaf will miss the next 2 months after having surgery to repair a broken bone in his face. And in baseball, the free agency signing period is now open. No signings just yet. And the word regarding Curtis Granderson is that the 36-year-old veteran is determined to play on somewhere. Breaking news on the score brought to you by Rosen Hyundai of Algonquin. Save time. Shop online at rosenhyundai.com. And this scoreboard update brought to you by Roger and Hollins. This scoreboard update, again, brought to you by Rogers and Hollins. Hey, Chicagoland, head to Rogers and Hollins Jewelers for engagement rings as magnificent as our mile and gemstone jewelry as breathtaking as the bean. And forever make holiday magic with gifts that give back. Get $100 in holiday dough for every $300 you spend. Use promo code FOREVER for 10% off online. I'm David Schuster, and you are listening to 670 The Score, celebrating 25 years of Chicago sports talk and the number one ranked sports station in Chicago, 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
Is there another side to this, Dan? Thank you, Shu. By the way, welcome back to the Bernstein and Golf Show. Is there what's on the other side of the commissioner owner battle, the Colin Kaepernick fans standing, kneeling thing, the issues that are going on in the NFL? What's on the other side of this? Or are we Are we where we're going to be for the foreseeable future?
I think that depends on who's in charge of the league. And if this kind of putsch that Jerry Jones is attempting here succeeds, then we're in the Wild West here. And this is what Hub Arkish writes at ProFootballWeekly.com. The Score's very own is going to be joining us at 5 o'clock. Said it's been fairly well documented that the NFL's compensation committee, chaired by Falcons owner Arthur Blank, has been working for some time now on an extension to the contract of Roger Goodell that expires in 2019. A deal that would take Goodell at least through 2021 and the next CBA was assumed to be a done deal, requiring only a rubber stamp until reports surfaced last spring that a faction of owners led by Dallas's Jerry Jones felt that Goodell might be being overpaid. What you may not know, however,
the 42-43 is too much for them.
He says, according to our sources, the debate is no longer about how much money Goodell makes. It's about Jerry Jones wanting Goodell out altogether. And rather than it being a financial matter, it's become a very personal vendetta, with Jones irate about how Goodell has handled the Ezekiel Elliott domestic abuse allegations and the resulting suspension now making its way through the courts and dominating most of the coverage surrounding Jones's Cowboys. Jones is also extremely unhappy about Goodell's refusal to back him in immediately demanding that all NFL players stand for the national anthem. Certainly, Goodell is mired in a debilitating losing streak, beginning with the Ray Rice and Greg Hardy cases, with Hardy ironically ending up one of Jerry's boys as well, and extending through Deflategate, NFL relocation to L.A., now going very badly for the Chargers, which was driven by Jones, not Goodell, the Elliott case, and now the Colin Kaepernick slash national anthem crisis. While we hear that not all of the 16 other owners on the conference call, I imagine that's the compensation committee, are yet ready to side with Jones in replacing Goodell, all are apparently unhappy with the handling of at least one or more of those issues. And he mentions Papa John's Pizza. And that, by the way, the pizza wars are continuing, too, because now that the Nazis said that Papa John's is their official pizza, that they did the Daily Stormer, said that they've embraced, they officially came out and said that Papa John's
Papa John's is the pizza of whiteness?
No, the pizza of Nazis. So, yesterday, the Papa John's, I digress here, but I'm not kidding. Yesterday, a spokesperson from Papa John's actually said, we don't want to be the official pizza of Nazis, and we don't want Nazis eating our pizza.
But you've got units moving in certain parts of, you know, Indiana, Ohio, and the South.
And apparently, on their Facebook page, where they announced that Pizza Hut bought advertising, on the news announcement, on the Papa John's news announcement, Pizza Hut plastered it with 50% off Pizza Hut ads.
Nice.
So
if you don't like Nazis, come get half off of our pizza.
Nazis, schmatzies, we've got pizza. Right?
It's a dirty world, man.
So it's important to note, Hub writes here, that any move to actually get Goodell fired before the end of his contract, and to be clear, we're not reporting Jones is there yet, would require the votes of at least 24 owners, so it appears to be highly unlikely. On the other hand, an extension would also require 24 votes. So it's likely Jones has the votes to block a new deal for Goodell if that's the direction he chooses to go in. Some skullduggery at the high levels, and Bill Polian is the name for a potential replacement that's being floated.
We're at a place in time where, more so than ever, fans care about who and how their favorite sports league is being ran. It used to just stem to owners. My owner's not signing the guys that I want. They're not spending enough money, or it's bad ownership. Look, they can't evaluate talent. They can't bring in the GM is going to find the next Super Bowl winning quarterback. I think this is the first time in a very, very long time, these last 4 or 5 years. And you mentioned the Ray Rice case, where your man was really put on the board. Hey, this is a foul up by you. Okay, Greg Hardy, another foul up, because this was the hanging sheriff. No pun intended. This was the guy who everyone couldn't wait to applaud when Chris Henry was getting suspensions and Adam Pac-Man Jones was getting suspensions. Yeah, cleaning up my NFL. Now, we're at a point in time where people want their commissioner to force players to do something. And there's another side where people want their commissioner to allow players to do something. And the owners, they know their interest lies in where the money is. So whoever's got the most money on that side, that's where they want their commissioner to beckon and to make sure that those people are appeased.
We're going to come back and we're going to talk college football with Adam Kramer. More on this certainly to come, and because we have Matt Miller at 3 and Brian Billick and Hub himself joining us later, so there's going to be a lot of talk about this. But we'll turn our attention to the collegiate gridiron next on The Score.
This Win the Warm announcement is brought to you by Apple Vacations.
Molly!
And Hanley here.
We want you to win the warm and escape Chicago's icy grip this winter.
And by warm, we mean Punta Cana in the Dominican Republic. That warm.
Just keep listening to the Mully and Hanley Show mornings 5 to 9 starting November 13 to find out how you can win one of 5 incredible trips for 2 to Punta Cana in the Dominican Republic.
Thanks to the great people at Apple Vacations.
Your call will be answered by the next available representative. Thank you for holding. How may I assist you?
We were just broken into, and we need a home security system.
Oh, sorry, wrong department. Please hold.
The best home security isn't hard to get. With SimpliSafe, you can get comprehensive, professionally monitored home security online without the hold time or runaround.
Keep your home safe the smart way. Find SimpliSafe at your local Best Buy or visit simplisafe.com/best.
Aries, while you may be a workaholic, taking a breather is sometimes necessary. Taurus, it's time to stop listening to your friends' opinions on your love life. Gemini, this week you'll learn to cherish your privacy. Some much-needed alone time is in the cards. Cancer, stretch those legs. It's a good week to start getting together some sort of beneficial exercise routine. Leo, trust your intuition alerting you to a problem at work. Better to catch it far in advance. And Virgo, be direct with your romantic interest this week. It's for your own good. And the rest of your horoscopes are coming up soon, right here.
Thanks for streaming The Score.
Dan Bernstein and Jason Goff. Afternoons on The Score.
For Chris Archer. I don't want to give up on a shortstop that is as good as he is.
You don't want to give up anything.
Nothing. I know. I'd rather give up Javi Baez. I'd rather give up Ian Happ. I'd rather give up Kyle Schwarber than Addison Russell.
Bernstein and Goff. Afternoons 1 to 6 on Sports Radio 670 The Score.
At 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Jingle bells, jingle bells.
Seriously? It's November.
Jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is.
Ready or not, the holidays are coming. So get ready at the Jared Semi-Annual Event, November 10th through 12th. Come enjoy our best prices of the season and discover hundreds of pieces you'll only find at Jared. The Jared Semi-Annual Event. That's why he went to Jared. Some exclusions apply. See jared.com for details.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670. Matt Spiegel and Danny Parkins. Middays on The Score.
Yeah.
So if you improve at quarterback and at coach, and the coach helps improve the offense, and you combine it with the defense, given that the entire damn league is 4-5, I really don't think the Bears are that bad.
They really need quarterback to be great and elevate that offense.
Spiegel and Parkins. 9 a.m. to 1. On Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station. Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670. Mully and Hanley, mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
They have not been favored in a game yet. It just takes a certain amount of excellence to actually stack wins in the NFL. You can win a couple games in a row, but to win 4 or 5 games in a row, you got to be a good football team, even against teams that aren't very highly ranked. All these teams are flawed, including the Bears.
Mully and Hanley, mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station. Thanks for streaming The Score. Who is 670 The Score? We're Chicago's original sports talk station. Chicago's only all-Chicago sports talk station. Covering all of Chicago's teams. And when breaking Chicago sports news happens, we'll break in with all the details. Guaranteed. Keep streaming The Score to your computer or device for the best sports talk in Chicago. We are Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station. Hey, thanks for listening to The Score on your mobile device, your laptop, your desktop, whatever you stream us on. We've got Chicago sports fans covered. The Score is Chicago's first and number one sports talk station. We're live from Chicago and dedicated to the Chicago sports fan. It's what's driven us for over 25 years now. But we couldn't have done it without you, the loyal Score listener. Thanks for listening to Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station. 51chicago.com.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago sports station.
I'm Kramer.
Adam Kramer.
First
slammed to the ground by Derwin James.
What a valuable asset Derwin James will be this year for this defense.
College football writer for Bleacher Report.
As it fakes the spike.
Follow him on Twitter at Kegs and Eggs.
Josh Adams. Big opening Adams. Oh, he hit another home run. Adams on the run again. Another huge touchdown in this special season for Adams.
Adam Kramer with Bernstein and Goff on 670 The Score.
One of my favorite times of the week right here for you. A little college football talk. Adam Kramer joins the Bernstein and Goff Show here on 670 The Score.
He joins us on the Grossinger Auto Group Hotline. Find over 5,000 vehicles every day at grossinger.com. So, best I can tell, Adam, nothing good happened for the Big Ten last weekend, did it?
No, good games. Interesting results. I think we'll look back on that Iowa game at the end of the year as maybe one of the most unusual football games we had. I mean, again, Iowa posting 55. on Ohio State is just a strange thing. But in terms of what we're interested in and what I think we evaluate conference success based off of, at least in large part, this did not help the playoff chances one bit. And look, they still have an undefeated team. They still have a handful of teams up there that are going to be in the conversation. But now you're not necessarily in a position of strength. You need some help if you're Ohio State, and certainly Penn State now, you need a little bit of help. And again, we kind of get back right on it this week, Wisconsin, Iowa, and Ohio State, Michigan State, where Ohio State's a huge favorite. So, no, this was definitely not a good weekend for the conference.
I'm not trying to disrespect Urban Meyer here because he has been very successful at Ohio State. But when he came to Ohio State, you kind of thought it was going to be him and Nick Saban just racking up championship after championship, going back and forth in the SEC and Big Ten. And then you look at some of the teams that he's had and some of the talent that he's had and how, Ohio State Buckeyes fans have been underwhelmed in certain seasons. If you don't win 11 games, consecutive years in a row, then there start to be whispers. Has he underwhelmed? Is that too harsh a word? I mean, for a guy who's won there?
We grade him on a different scale. And based off of what he's done, you could argue that he's underwhelmed. But I think he's lost like 5 games in 3 years. I mean, again, the results are staggering. I forget what his overall record is at Ohio State, but it's fantastic, and of course it is, and we kind of knew it would be, and yet it feels like we're not talking about them enough when it comes to, like, legitimate national championship hopes. So this is probably unfair on our part. Like, here's, I guess, the better question. Like, who are you going to hire that would do better than him, right? Like, mm-hmm. Is that guy out there? And he's probably not. So I think he's done a phenomenal job.
Me too.
The failures seem to be just pronounced, though. That's the thing I think that doesn't help him. When you look at getting shut out by Clemson, which was, again, kind of shocking. Not that they lost. They lost to a national champion. That'll happen. But getting shut out. And then, allowing Iowa to drop 55 points on you after you seemingly resurrected your season. So, yes, it is the pronounced losses. And you go back to the national championship where you win it with a third string quarterback, which, you follow that up with a season with probably his most talented team, certainly since some of those great Florida ones, and they were unable to kind of match that. So there has been some disappointments, and yet overall the resume is still awfully good. But I think it's a conversation that you can legitimately have.
Some Wisconsin fans got mad at me when I was trying to look over the landscape of probability and possibility, and I just don't really see it. They don't have a signature victory. What is it going to take? What kind of chaos is going to happen elsewhere, or what kind of undefeated Big Ten title will Wisconsin have to post to vault into a clear position in the top four in the eyes of the committee?
I'm under the impression that they win all their games they're in. If they're going to leave out an undefeated Power 5 team, albeit one with a pretty weak out-of-conference and just general conference resume.
Right.
That's going to send a pretty staggering message to everything else. And I also think, by the way, you're going to start to see some corrections in the way the committee evaluates Wisconsin moving forward. Like, as you run out of games, and say they beat Iowa this week, you'll see Wisconsin sort of slide up. And look, this is a huge week, by the way. You've got Oklahoma and TCU, so Wisconsin could potentially slide up there with a loss. I mean, Wisconsin's just kind of going to move up gradually. So to me, if they win out, I don't even think it's a discussion, quite honestly. Same thing, and again, it's the obvious comparison, but it's the right one. Iowa a few years ago was a goal line stand away from playing Alabama in the playoff. Very similar discussion surrounding their team where we're putting holes in their resume, and yet undeniably they'll be in. I think the really interesting part will be, let's say Wisconsin loses a game and wins the Big Ten championship and they're one loss. That's your problem area. That's when you can be leapfrogged by, say, a two-loss Oklahoma, or certainly then you compare them to Notre Dame. Even with one last game, there's no question. But if you're perfect, they're in. The moment they lose, I think then you kind of validate what everybody's saying about you, that your resume was not great and you ended up losing the game.
I want to break in with a little bit of breaking news here. This is outside of the world of football, and multiple outlets are reporting that an aircraft owned by former Blue Jays and Phillies pitcher Roy Halladay has crashed on the Florida Gulf Coast. So they know that the tail license number does match with a plane owned by Roy Halladay, and they say there is one person confirmed dead. So those are the facts at the moment, that a plane owned by Roy Halladay has crashed. Someone is dead, and nothing else has been confirmed. No confirmation of identity at this point.
Wow. Adam Kramer joining us here on the Bernstein and Golf Show. The Canes are 8-0. I don't know how they're doing it. Mark Richt is going to get that Coach of the Year look nationally. A couple of Miami fans are getting at me on Twitter. This can't continue, can it?
We'll find out this weekend. I mean, you know, they, unlike Wisconsin, they've got a chance to validate immediately. And if you beat Notre Dame, and I think they're a small dog in that game, 3.5-point underdog, which I think speaks volumes, by the way. This is a quality team who lost arguably their best offensive player in Mark Walton and still responded. Pretty impressive win. I don't think Virginia Tech is maybe a top 10, 12 team, but to put it on them the way they did last week when everybody was saying this is when the wheels were going to fall off, I thought that was pretty impressive. You beat Notre Dame, then we'll take you for real. I mean, that's the reality of the matter, and this is obviously a huge game on the other side for Notre Dame. So it seems strange. It seems like it was going to kind of come undone. Miami sort of a victim, very similar to what Wisconsin has been hearing all along, that this can't possibly last, and it has. Now you've got their biggest game of the season against Notre Dame. They win here, then again, we've got to reassess our playoff entirely, because Miami's not even being considered in that mix. You're talking about Clemson and Oklahoma and obviously the two SEC teams. A win here changes everything, and I think absolutely they could pull it off.
Speaking of Oklahoma, Baker Mayfield, the front runner right now for the Heisman.
Yeah, it's strange how much changed with that award in one weekend, because we've been talking about the running backs, Saquon Barkley and Bryce Love. Bryce Love was human this week. Saquon Barkley in the loss didn't do a ton. And then you've got Baker Mayfield throwing mainly against air for a lot of that game. That Oklahoma State defense is not good, but still 600 yards, the way he performs, I think he's a clear-cut favorite. I think this is always interesting. He's an energetic guy. He's planting the flag, or at least trying to plant the flag at Ohio State. He doesn't mind speaking his mind. I'm always curious because I love this kind of stuff. I love him, and I love his energy, and I love the edginess and the line that he walks. But I'm curious if Heisman voters will all feel the same. And that's what you're going to have with him, is people questioning, you know, whether he deserves to be in that same conversation, which can be ridiculous. Right now, to me, he's been the most productive player in the country. He's got huge wins. They've got TCU coming up. If they win this week and he puts up 350 yards and 3 touchdowns, which he pretty much does in his sleep at this point, then yeah, right now he's a really, really strong favorite.
What happened to Barkley? See, that to me, as much as Mayfield's explosion matters, it's the fact that Barkley is, you know, you still see it in the occasional big play, but it's not what we've seen from running backs who we voted for in the past, just relentlessly ripping off 7 yards a carry.
Yeah, the problem with him is the offensive line is not good. And so unless he's returning kicks 100 yards or catching short passes and running 65 yards or finding – I mean, he's been so reliant on the big play that down for down – I mean, I can't tell you how many times he was hit in the backfield against Ohio State. I mean, he didn't have a chance in much of those games. Not necessarily trying to make excuses, but if you watch the games, there's just a limit to what he is able to accomplish as good as he is. So I think that's the problem with him, is they've not been able to get him the ball in creative ways, and their offensive line is just not allowing him to produce those statistical games that you need at a running back. 25 carries, 157 yards. He can break the 50-yard run. He can return kicks. He's done that all. I just think the lack of being able to pound the ball with him over and over is something that's starting to show. And, again, they've played some better teams, too, and I think that's caught up with them.
30 seconds left. Radar games for you this weekend.
There's some good ones, man. Georgia-Auburn, I'm really excited. Auburn only a 2.5-point underdog against the number one team. I think that's a great game. Iowa-Wisconsin, is Iowa going to be able to get up after that big win? And then Oklahoma-TCU, we're talking about Oklahoma. Oklahoma State, Big 12, TCU kind of hanging around and catches Oklahoma after a rivalry week. This is a huge week for college football. And then, obviously, Miami-Notre Dame as well.
Adam, always terrific. Thank you for the info.
Thanks, guys.
That is Adam Kramer of Bleacher Report on Twitter, at Kegs and Eggs. Brought to you by Taco Bell. Introducing Taco Bell's new crispy chicken quesadilla. Boldly seasoned crispy chicken inside a cheesy quesadilla. It's a deliciously unexpected pairing.
My favorite NFL wife might have spoke out of turn. We'll do that after we talk to Matt Miller at the top of the hour right here on 670 The Score.
You're listening to the number one sports station in Chicago. Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's
American Enterprise Bank's personal service and technology provide you with the banking experience you deserve. Enjoy premier checking that's truly free. No minimum balance or recurring transactions required. Plus, get the bank's free mobile app featuring People Pay and check deposit. Want $50? Open your premier checking account, download the app, use it for 3 months, and the bank will add $50 to your account. Visit AmericanEnterpriseBank.com or call 847-465-9700 for more info. American Enterprise Bank. Member FDIC.
Park smarter.
Need legal advice from a reputable attorney? Send questions you want answered to cbschicago.com/legal advice and look online for free Legal Fridays with Horwitz, Horwitz & Associates. That's cbschicago.com.
Hi, it's me, that little voice inside your head. You spent all year taking care of business. Let Office Depot Office Max take care of you. There's this new HP Pavilion laptop with 8th generation Intel Core i5 processor. Save $200, now just $449. Look at it. It's only $449 at Office Depot Office Max. Go ahead. You deserve it.
Taking care of business.
Offer ends 11/11. Limit 1.
This year, Walmart asked hundreds of kids for their top gifts, and the results are in the Walmart Kids Gift Catalog. Find favorites like Fingerlings, Fur Real Friends, and Barbie. Shop these and more in the Kids Gift Catalog at Walmart.com and on the Walmart app.
Okay, children, we're done with the alphabet. Next subject, financial well-being. How to manage your money. Turn to page 5 of your textbook.
When it comes to money, you can never start learning too early. That's why starting today, State Farm wants to give you the tools and support you need to take control of your finances.
Tonight, read the chapters on credit cards and balance transfers. Pop quiz tomorrow.
Find out more at letstarttoday.com. State Farm, here to help life go right.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Mully and Hanley, mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
Jake is the best pitcher on the free agent market. I think they ought to bring Jake back. The problem is the years. I would not offer him more than 4 years, and I don't think 4 years will get it done. But if you offered him 4 years at $125, $130 million, well, how would that work for the guy?
Mully and Hanley, mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
CBS Tuesday.
What do we know?
NCIS is more than a team.
Care to share?
They're smart.
I am that good.
That is not nothing.
Fearless.
Someone is going to pay for this.
Unpredictable.
I am better than ever.
And most of all,
good just triumphed over evil.
Their family.
Your family is crazy.
Yeah, but they're still family.
TV's most watched drama.
I never get tired of hearing that.
NCIS. CBS Tuesday or stream it live or on demand.
Seriously? It's November.
Ready or not, the holidays are coming. So get ready at the Jared Semi-Annual Event, November 10th through 12th. Come enjoy our best prices of the season and discover hundreds of pieces you'll only find at Jared. The Jared Semi-Annual Event. That's why he went to Jared. Some exclusions apply. See Jared.com for details.
will be answered by the next available representative. Thank you for holding. How may I assist you?
We were just broken into, and we need a home security system.
Oh, sorry. Wrong department. Please hold.
The best home security isn't hard to get. With SimpliSafe, you can get comprehensive, professionally monitored home security online without the hold time or runaround.
Keep your home safe the smart way. Find SimpliSafe at your local Best Buy or visit simplisafe.com/best.
CBS Monday, get to know Team Scorpion.
We missed the fireworks?
About to start.
It's the Brainiacs.
Remember when you called me a nerd before? Get ready to apologize.
Versus the Maniacs.
You're being smart with me.
We're smart with everybody.
The only thing better than a genius.
Who are you people?
We're the guys you picked last in gym class.
Is a team of them.
We are men of contingencies. What would you do?
Freak the heck out.
Scorpion.
Together we can do things that no one else can do.
CBS Monday, or stream it live or on demand.
Hey, thanks for listening to The Score on your mobile device, your laptop, your desktop, whatever you stream us on. We've got Chicago sports fans covered. The Score is Chicago's first and number one sports talk station. We're live from Chicago and dedicated to the Chicago sports fan. It's what's driven us for over 25